Minister Colin Holt was in Newman yesterday. He was invited to take a look at the housing issues at Papingenia Community. He was also there on other business. Clive Sampson is the Matu chairman of Papingenia Community. He says that there are 13 houses at the community and they all need fixing. He's been going along to the housing authority as well to ask if they can help to fix the issues. I spoke with him yesterday.
And the housing there is really terrible. Probably inside as well, even the pipes leaking and all the taps and even the toilets as well. The fan, toilet fans is smashed, not sitting properly. They're sort of things just falling apart.
Clive Sampson also spoke to me about the safety issues at the community concerning electricity.
Even the power, you know, they're running the cord from the other house to the other house. That's dangerous, yes. And the cars go over the what's name cord and into something. The one is on the one day with the cord and something with the wires probably laying like live wire and someone will come around with well, probably wet or something in the after wetting himself and even running the hose there. And still like electricity on electricity, you know.
Clive was just talking about cords being run from house to house and there's water there as well at the community and it could cause an electrical issue for community members in the future. There was a meeting that was held at Matu Farm yesterday. Matu elders were there to chat with the Housing Minister, Colin Holt. A lady that was also there and is a community support worker is Angela Wilmot. She's from the Matu Farm and she's going to enlighten us a little bit more about what happened at that meeting. Good morning, Angela.
Yes, good morning, Tangiora.
We just heard from Clive Sampson. I know that you have been part of the discussion with Clive and letting as well the Minister of Housing know about the issues at Papingenia Community. How did the meeting go yesterday concerning the community?
The meeting was actually fantastic, Tangiora. The purpose of the meeting really was for a type of meet and greet and an opening of dialogue with the Minister and the Chairperson and appropriate elders of the community here to discuss the issues both within Newman, with the Department of Housing Houses and within the Papingenia community. The Minister concluded the meeting by coming to a site visit down at Papingenia, and so I think the outcomes of the purpose of the meeting were certainly met.
What was the Minister's reaction to seeing the damage at the community?
Look, I think you'd have to talk to him about that one. I probably can't comment, but I think, you know, for all of us to actually go and sit and be in a place gives us a better perspective than, you know, when we're several thousand kilometres away, you know, living in a very different context. So again, I think we're just very grateful that the Minister was here. I understand he'd met earlier with the Shire President and some of these issues were also discussed there. Because there is such a complex myriad of departments and agencies and whose jurisdiction what is, you know, there's a lot of blame passing or cracks that are able to form. So things that should be done and are being paid for in terms that there are government-funded positions that are filling these positions. But the reality is on the ground the functional delivery is challenged. And cracks are formed and we end up with, you know, huge issues. So to have the Minister to come out, if anyone's able to get a handle on what should be going on and who should be responsible, to have him, you know, involved in that process is a very good thing.
I did invite Minister Colin Holt to have a chat with me this morning on ABC Northwest. He wasn't available, but he did send through a media release concerning Papingenia. He says water leaks reported in recent weeks have been confirmed as being outside of the house boundaries and are not the responsibility of the Housing Authority and Pilbara Metamaya Regional Aboriginal Corporation. The Housing Authority does not provide essential services to this community. Papingenia is an unleased town based reserved vested with the Aboriginal Lands Trust. He goes on to say a lot more. I might have time to read a bit more of this statement before the 7:30 news. Just finally, Angela, how did the Matu people feel about meeting with the Minister and being able to talk about the housing issues at Papingenia community?
Yeah, look, just to respond briefly, Tangiora, to what the Minister, what you've just read out, again, that's why we've engaged the Minister of Housing, who also has the portfolio of liquor and gaming, because the everything's so complex, and on the ground, it's a bit of a disaster. The people were very happy that he came, met with them, sat with them, talked with them, dialogued with them. But there is definitely a cynicism. The people do see a lot of members of Parliament coming and going and other people coming and going and very little being done afterwards. So what they'll be watching for now, and what the chairman of Papagenia was asking specifically for, was what feedback are we going to get from you on a where to from here? So this is the first step. Now we want to see, well, what's next? How do we work in partnership to deal and tackle very complex issues for the quality of life of all people?
Thanks, Angela. I'm about to have a chat with Lynn Craigie, and we are fast approaching the news. I just want to finish off the statement that was sent in by the Minister, Colin Holt. In order to remedy the identified water leaks, Pilbara Metamaya has assisted by carrying out a number of repairs between March 2014 and February 2016 on behalf of the Department of Aboriginal Affairs. The future of the Aboriginal town-based reserves is a high priority of the government. I'd like to welcome Lynn Craigie, the East Pilbara Shire President, to this conversation. Good morning.
Good morning, Tangiora.
So you've probably just heard about the housing situation at Papagenia community. You would have been at the meeting as well and heard the discussion. Do you think that the Shire can offer help as well to the community to assist with the housing issues?
Yeah, the Shire is happy to assist with the housing issues. We understand it's on ALT land, and the Shire does what it can to assist. What I think we need to do is, and what we spoke to the Minister about yesterday, is not only help rebuild the community, but also make sure there's really strong governance and leadership in place, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, to help people like Mr. Sampson, the chairperson out there, ensure that the camp stays strong and a healthy, safe place to live.
He also mentioned to me earlier about bylaws. He said if they could have new housing, he would love to see the old laws brought back about, you know, three strikes and you're out, no alcohol at that community, to make sure that those houses are kept in top shape. What's your response?
Look, exactly, and that's what I mean about strong governorship and leadership. We need governance out there that makes sure that those rules stay in place. The only time the camp has worked really well and been safe for people is when those laws, bylaws, have been upheld and stuck to, and that's what we need to do again.
Thank you for your time this morning. That's all we've got time for.
Thank you, Tangiora.